From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
And they'll say, look at your performance. You're terrible. I'm much better than you. And you say you're going to heaven and I'm not? Yeah, it's hard to understand because it's not based on how good I am. It's based on how good He is. It's faith in Christ, not in myself. But what God does is He starts in you with your invitation, a process of restoration. And for some people, this will take a lifetime. Well, how does God restore you? Well, He stretches you. He just starts stretching.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, president of New Hope Christian College in Eugene, Oregon.
Today, part two of a message we began yesterday entitled Stretch. We learned the importance of letting God stretch us if we want to grow into strong, mature Christians. Well, if in your life you've ever felt broken and useless, today Pastor Wayne will take us through the process God uses to restore us to wholeness once again. That'll be coming up in just a moment, but first we invite you to join us for a few minutes of worship.
And I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will worship and I will worship.
With all of my strength,
with all trust you.
Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Stretch.
I mean, put like on a shirt that says Jesus. Amen. Neon colors all the better. And when you go to school, you'll notice that no one's inviting you to pot parties or beer busts or just invitations drop. Why? Because you're letting heaven and earth and hell know where you stand. Now listen very carefully. If you don't know where you stand, that will be the reason why you fall. You got to make a decision. If you don't know where you stand, you can be 30 years old in the Lord, but if you don't know where you stand, that'll be the beginning of your fall. So identify with God early on. Early on. And then you begin to see that heaven takes notice as well as hell. I remember when I was first a Christian, I came out of a rock and roll group, and I was a new person going to Bible college. But right before I went to Bible college, the rock group said, "Hey, Wayne, we're going to have this party." Now, the kind of parties our rock group used to throw was where everything flowed freely and anything went. You know, anything goes, everything flows. That's a kind of party. And I thought, well, one last hoorah, and, you know, I won't do anything. I'll just say hello. And I knew there would be tweaking weed and all of this. So I thought, nah, I'll just kind of go there and, you know, just kind of be a part of it. Last hoorah. So I'm driving to this thing, but I had remembered in the middle of getting there, I remembered that I had gone to a Bible bookstore and bought a bumper sticker that was orange neon colors that said, "Vote Jesus Christ to be your Savior." And I put it on my bumper, and that thing like blinked in the night. It was so bright. And so I'm going to this party and thinking, oh no, I can't go to this party where anything goes and everything flows. And I've got this Christian bumper sticker in this bunch of cars here where people are tweaking weed. I said, I can't do that. So you know what I did? I'm embarrassed to say, I pulled over to the side of the road and I peeled that bumper sticker off. And it was one of those plastic ones, so they were just kind of sticky, and I threw it in the back seat. And I drove to the party just so I wouldn't have to identify with Christ and be embarrassed. Well, halfway through the party, I felt like an alien from Mars in this place. I thought, what in the world am I doing here? This is not what I want to be. What am I doing? So I remember just snaking out and getting into my car, driving back home, and I just started crying. I think, oh, Lord, I just denied you. Go to the party. I don't want to let anybody know where I stand. I started crying more even. So I remember pulling off to the side of the road, getting that bumper sticker out of the back seat, uncrumpling it, and putting it back on the bumper. Oh, sorry, God. You're going to stay right back here from now on. I thought, man, and I remember scotch taping that baby on because I thought, this is going to stay here till I sell this car. You know, it's interesting. God's going to give us chances to identify with him, and we'll have to choose. And here's my tip. Identify with God early on. It'll save you a whole bunch of injuries that would have been unnecessary if you would have identified with him early on. Then you can cooperate with him when the stretch happens. And that moves us right into the second point. Then number two, would you write it down? Then make it known. Make it known. You got to do that. There are no 007 secret agents in the kingdom of God. I tell people at your work, do they even know that you're a Christian? How long has it been? If Jesus came to work at your place or teach in your school, and even if he dressed with an Aloha shirt and whatever, slacks or dress or whatever, if he dressed just like us, if it were Christ himself, how long do you think it would be before people would notice, whoa, there's something different? 3 years? Okay, 1 year. No, probably about 5 minutes. And not because he's doing anything religious. They'll just understand something's different. And if we're going to be the body of Christ, we need to be able to make it known somehow. That's going to be important. Make it known. That's why the scripture says, and would you read with me the scripture right under number two? Go. And I assure you of this, if anyone acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I, the Son of Man, will openly acknowledge that person. Here it is. Before. Yeah, in the presence of God and his angels. What a tremendous thing. It's like the Lord saying, angels, whoa, 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 whoa. Wayne Cordero. Whoa. The Lord says, I'll be happy to do that. But you have to make it known on earth. And it'll help you because when you do, it'll help you to cooperate and identify what God's doing here. Stretching here, stretching there, a little bit of your trust, a little bit of your faith. Why? Because I know what's coming around the corner. And I don't want you to injure your devotion, your faith, your trust, your marriage, your love. So I'm going to stretch it here. And if you understand that, you'll cooperate with God rather than fight against him. Make it known. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have water baptism. And water baptism is simply when you go under the water, you're saying, I'm dying to the old Wayne. And then when you come up, you're simply saying, I'm going to live publicly as someone who is an unflinching ambassador for Christ. You make it known. It's so important for you to do that because even hell takes notice of that. But you've got to do it publicly. If you think you can be a 007, that's why he nails you all the time. When you don't know where you stand, the devil senses that like a shark senses blood, and he comes. Identify with him early on and make it known. Just make it known. It's very, very important. I remember, this was several years ago, I was having coffee. It was a Saturday, and this lady dressed really hotsy-totsy came by, and out of the blue, she said, what are you doing today? Like that. And I wasn't like, what are you doing today? It's like, what are you doing today? And I just said, I'm going to church. We have two services. She said, what? I said, I'm going to church. She said, church? Who are you? I said, I'm a pastor. I pastor that church. She looked at me and shook her head like this. And she said, what a waste. And then walked off. Now, nobody likes to be rejected. I mean, I wasn't trying for a rendezvous with her, but it's just like, I don't want to be rejected, neither do you. And I thought, ooh, Lord, see, I rejected again. All right. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Wayne, because you allowed me to stretch you a little bit here, you will win when something else happens over here that I know about. And so I thought, ooh, okay. She was kind of ugly anyway, but no, just joking. Joke. Don't put it up on Facebook. You know what Wayne says about people. But you're going to be in the pool, just like me, just like you. We're all not, no one's immune from this. Nobody's Superman. No one's bulletproof in this. No one's invincible. We all, every single one of you, doesn't matter if you're 1 year old in Christ or many years or whatever. Everyone's going to get those pulls, folks. Everyone. You're going to get stretched. I want you to cooperate and hear God, what he's doing, rather than pull away from them. And you're going to pull in one direction or the other. If you stay in the middle, it'll rip you apart. You will pull one way or the other. So when you're in the stretch, here it is. Would you write down number three? Hey, listen, you're going to pull in one direction or the other. So pull in the direction of God. Pull in the direction of God. Just, you know which way God is. Pull. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. If you don't, it'll rip you up. And you'll lose. You got to pull. It's got to be intentional. It has to be with all your might. But pull in the direction of God. Pull in the direction of God. That's why the scriptures in Matthew says in Matthew 6:33. Would you read it with me? Go. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Hey, you'll feel like there's a stretch going on the inside. But pull in the direction of God. Now, some people will say, well, wait, what if God is pulling me into a person I don't want to be? I don't want to be that person. I don't want to follow that call, that vocation, that career that I feel He's pulling me in. What do I do? You know, God will never make you someone He didn't create you to be. When you come to God, the world is going to have pushed you, molded you into its shape. It might be over years of abuse, disobedience, pride, upbringing, whatever it is. When you come to God, most of us look like this crumpled piece of paper. Now, when you come to Jesus and you say, Lord, save me from myself, my past, the world. I need a second chance. I need your grace to become the person you created me to be, not what the world has made me to be and wants me to be. You know what God does because He's so merciful? He saves this crumpled piece of paper. He gives mercy and forgiveness and eternal life. But remember this, even though you're now saved, you're still a crumpled piece of paper. You see, when you receive Christ, you don't all of a sudden perfect. No. You're still a crumpled piece of paper. You're saved. We have eternal life. Absolutely. But what does God begin? He starts now a process of restoration. That's where you have to cooperate with Him. The first decision, He does it as a free gift. Salvation's a free gift. You don't have to do a thing. Because it's not based on what you've done, it's based on what He's done. It's not how good you are, it's how good He is. It's based on the blood of Christ, not the blood you lost because of self-inflicted wounds. So you're saved based on Him. And now this is really hard for non-Christians to understand, because they'll look at someone who's a Christian, saved, has eternal life, and they'll say, look at your performance, you're terrible, I'm much better than you, and you say you're going to heaven and I'm not? Yeah, it's hard to understand because it's not based on how good I am. It's based on how good He is. It's faith in Christ, not in myself. It's hard for people to understand that. But what God does is He starts in you with your invitation, a process of restoration. And for some people, this will take a lifetime. Well, how does God restore you? Well, He stretches you. He just starts stretching you. And you need to cooperate with Him. Now, it's not always easy, but He'll stretch you. Now, there's some Christians that are like this. That's Christian. Some are like this. Some are in this stage. Some are almost already open. But some are still way down here still. Now, you can still be Christians, but you're in different stages of being restored by Christ. It all depends on how much you want to cooperate with Him when He stretches you. Remember, the first is a free gift. The rest, you cooperate. So he begins to stretch you. Now, you notice this thing has, like, memory. Because it's so nice to be able to go back to the way I used to be and say, oh, this feels a lot better. But the Lord says, no, I'm going to start stretching you. And as He does, cooperate with Him. Is it always easy? Nope. Was He going to make me into some person I don't want to be? No, listen, He's stretching you and making you the person that He created you to be in the first place. So when God stretches you, he's not making you somebody you don't want to be. He's actually stretching you so that you'll be the one he created you to be. He's stretching you so that you'll be a whole yourself, complete you. And there's only completion in Christ. You are made complete in Christ. That's the answer that Paul gave in Romans. The stretching is going on. Who'll free me from this? The answer is in Christ. He's saying he's making me more like Christ. And then the Lord can write, listen, then, not at this form now, but in this form, God can begin to write a love letter to the world on your heart and life. And when they see that, they'll be able to see the heart of Christ. Well, it'll be framed by the scars of our old decisions, but it's all right. It's all right. People can read. And that's the miracle, that God says that he will write his letter on people scarred by the world, but have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. That's the kind of person I want to be. What about you?
Amen.
That's what we want to be. We're going to conclude, and so would you bow your heads with me so that I can pray for you? If you're here today and you say, you know, Wayne, I'm that crumpled piece of paper, and I have not asked you to come and start that process of restoration. I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior so that upon that invitation, you can begin the restoration process. And I still need to cooperate with you. I've got to make daily decisions to do that. It's not going to be done for me. I know that. Salvation was, maturity isn't. I cooperate. But Lord, I want to understand what you're doing so that I can cooperate as you're stretching me, because you know what's coming up around the corner. So Lord, right now, I want to open my heart to receive you as Lord and Savior. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you'd say, you know, Wayne, God knows I need forgiveness and a second chance. I don't understand everything there is to understand, but I want to invite him in. God knows I need a new beginning. I receive him as Lord and Savior. If you want to say yes to Jesus, and that's your heart to receive him as Lord today, I want you right now to lift a hand, and in doing so, you're saying yes to Jesus. Would you do that right now? Okay. Yeah. Okay. You too, sister. Yep. All right. Okay. Yep. Anybody else? Yep. In the front. Yeah. The Lord sees those. In the back, up above. Okay. All right. The Lord sees that, hon. Yep. Yep. Okay. On the side. Yeah. All right. You can put your hands down. Some of you might say, you know, Wayne, I'm a Christian, but I think my crumpledness hasn't changed for a long time. Not because Jesus hasn't been working. It's because I am not real good at cooperating. And I think I'm sort of like Israel. I stopped stretching. Because I think that God exists to make me comfortable, I guess. And I know that's wrong theology. That's wrong thinking. God, would you forgive me? But give me the strength to cooperate with you, because I'm afraid sometime. I'm afraid that it won't work out. But I'm learning that you're a whole lot more trustworthy than I am. I'd rather trust in you and do it your way. Would you help me? And if that's you, honestly, if that's you, raise your hand. In doing so, you're saying, yep, that's me. That's me. Yeah. Yeah. Would you pray this prayer after me? I'll just have you repeat these words. And let's pray. Would you say this? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for me, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. Come into my heart. Restore me. Teach me to cooperate with you. So I say this, so everyone hears, so you hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. Father, that's a cry of our heart. Thank you so much for your grace on our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
conclusion of a message entitled Stretch by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.